This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jack Stubbs on with us in 6 minutes. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown called me last year, and he said, God has laid it on my heart to take you here and bless you and pray with you, and you're going to have a breakthrough. He remembers that. I was talking during the break. I said, okay, I'll come. And then the whole time, it was like a pep talk and praying and intensely, and I received it. But, man, he said, you watch. It's about to happen, and it did happen. It is happening. Finish up with what God was telling you, and then larger picture for everybody here, because evil just doesn't always win. God, in the end, turns it around.
Yeah, and that was the thing for me. I was watching everything that was thrown at you. I said, my wife, I said, how can one person take all of this? I mean, it's impossible. I mean, these people are liars. They're liars. What he's saying is the truth. So because he's exposing everything, they're coming after him. They're trying to take him out. So, I mean, I just prayed. I said, Lord, we have to have a victory. And that's when I felt, if you could just come here for a week in action. In fact, you need to come back. I've got a lot of stuff happening, and you'll enjoy doing what we're doing here. But anyway, bottom line is, and of course, the breakthrough has come. Nobody was happier when I saw you go live on X. And I don't believe this is only the beginning, Alex, and you're going to see it pick up the next couple of months. This year is going to be a very strong year for InfoWars. And for everybody, and my encouragement to everybody here watching today, don't give up. Keep speaking the truth. Keep talking exactly what God puts on your heart. And obviously, for the Christians, we've got to preach the gospel. Get people saved. Tell them that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And all they have to do is invite Jesus to come into their heart, repent of their sin, and to say, Lord, come into my heart. You know, maybe you're watching right now, you're Catholic or whatever. It doesn't matter. You need Jesus to come into your heart and just surrender your life. Just pray this loud. Say, dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin, and I'll serve you. That's it. It's very simple. It's not a long, drawn-out thing. You don't have to go through seven circumcisions and a bunch of rigmarole. If you genuinely mean business with God, God means business with you. So, Alex, from now on out, I see that this is going to be a year for the Church of Victory. I think they want nuclear war. I think they want a lot of disaster stuff to take place. I don't see them getting away in my spirit. I don't see them getting away with what they want to do. I think they realize it's too far gone right now. I think they're going to have to wait maybe another 15, 20 years for this thing to cycle and for it to come around again. I think they played their best shots they had, mainly because a lot of the guys, Soros and all these guys, are like nearly 100 years old. And the Rothschilds, I know, you know, whatever, and they just want to see it all happen before they die. Well, many of them are dropping dead like flies.
Kissinger.
Now, and they're not going to see it then.
Kissinger, right? Kissinger and Charlie Munger died the same week.
Correct. Correct. So basically, they're not going to get to see. And now they begin to realize in a lost eternity how wrong they were, because they're not in purgatory. They actually, you know, went to hell. I mean, there's no, but can God save them? I'm not saying he can't. But the likelihood of them being saved, very remote, because for most of their life, they denied God and didn't even allow him in their life. And so the Bible says the point a man wants to die, after that, the judgment. The fact of the matter is this, that righteousness will prevail. Wickedness cannot prevail. And when the righteous stand, there'll be many lies that go out, but the lies will fade into nothingness and truth will stand. So I think let's pray for Trump. Let's pray that the dogs don't get close to him, and that the wrong people are not influencing him and try to put a whole industrial military complex around him. Pray that he picks the right person for VP and not somebody like Nikki Haley or the other one, Gabby, or the other lady from North Dakota or South Dakota. He just needs to pick somebody who's straight down the line. My pick would be Ben Carson. Maybe people would disagree with me on it, but that's my pick.
Well, I love Ben. Well, Pastor, I will come see you soon, and I love you and your great congregation. The Spirit of the Lord is so strong in your church. Everybody can get to that area in Florida, should be going to your amazing River Church, revival.com. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you. Thank you, Alex. Our conference starts this Sunday and runs for 8 days. So it's a very big conference. It's called the Winter Camp Meeting. So people come.
God bless you, sir.
Bless you, too.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back with Jack Masovic. January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, Signed or Unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
About 20 minutes. Jack Masovic is one of the best analysts out there, great patriot, reporter, journalist, and of course, former naval intelligence, big part of the last two and now the third Trump campaign to restore our republic. And he joins us now. Of course, he's with humanevents.com. You can find him at Jack Masovic on X and everywhere else. Hard to miss Jack Masovic. I asked Jack this morning to come on despite his busy schedule because we have NATO mobilizing 90,000 troops. We have the German government top document leaking that they believe war is imminent. We have the Swedish defense minister saying prepare for war last week. We have the British Ministry of Defense saying this is the march to larger wars. This is a big development. We have them putting in this EU puppet. There is the prime minister in Poland. And then meanwhile, Jack has said watch for Pakistan, India, and Iran to be a potential flare point. Now they're firing missiles at each other. We also have some big pipe bomb news that's come out. Revealed a plainclothes police officer discovered the DNC pipe bomb. And now Jack has, of course, posted on X that it's basically identical to the FBI training pipe bombs they use. So I'm going to try to give Jack the floor. We've got 22 minutes of airtime with him. Jack Masovic.
Alex, thanks again so much for having me on. And, of course, we're still in the prep work for Human Events Daily, which comes up later. But you know, I really wanted to get on with you because when I saw this NATO news drop and the 90,000 troops, this massive, largest exercise since the Cold War, where they will be deploying 90,000 troops, including what we're told, and this is out of Stars and Stripes, they say reinforcements from North America. Guess that. Guess what, boys and girls? That means us. That means American men and American women are going to be there in Poland, in the Baltics. Of course, most of this will be taking place on the territory of Poland. Everybody knows that I've been talking about Poland lately. I've been specifically highlighting Poland, of course, because of its proximity to Ukraine, and then, of course, because of the new globalist commissars that have taken over the country there, locking up their officials left and right, the opposition officials, locking up a former foreign minister just yesterday. The reprisals continue. But, Alex, a few weeks ago, you and I were getting fact-checked and corrected, and we're getting really slapped down because what did we say? We said that Poland would be used for troops to agitate, or something would happen, potentially a flashbang, a false flag, to be used to incite a wider war with Russia. And we came on this program, and we've been talking about it, and they said, it's not possible, that's crazy, they're never going to do this. And then all of a sudden, what does NATO do? They turn around, and they announce the largest war games in Poland, in, of course, Poland and the Baltic region, since the Cold War. And they say, we're going to be simulating We're going to be simulating conflict with a near peer competitor. Okay, that's military speak. That's interagency speak for it's going to be a war game with Russia. They're going to be wargaming, fighting Russia on Ukrainian territory. Look, you know, I've been to Poland, I've been to Ukraine, I've been very familiar with this region. The territory, the terrain, it's almost identical from Poland into Ukraine. This is lowlands, this is flat, this is farmland. They're going to have potentially mock-ups of Russian tanks, the T-90s, T-70s, that will be going up against it. And we're already, by the way, seeing some of this in action because there's already NATO armor and NATO equipment being used
and
in war in Ukraine just next door.
We can have our archivists go and find it, but people were tuned in. A lot of millions saw you say it. It went viral on X. You said 2 months ago, I'm worried they're going to put a NATO-EU puppet in control of Poland to mobilize it for wartime economy as a direct conduit into Ukraine to continue the war. And now, indeed, all that's happened. You warned, I think they'll fire some more missiles into Poland, blame it on Russia. They did that 3 days after you predicted it. So you've been absolutely in the zeitgeist, dead on. Tell us what you think's coming next. Is Ukraine serious about a peace deal? There's all this big talk in mainstream news about a coup against Zelensky, putting the defense minister in. What are the pieces here, and how do we get peace?
Look, I think Zelensky is going to come back from this World Economic Forum empty-handed, and it's very simple because people know inside and outside that Zelensky isn't the guy calling the shots. Remember, the Chinese delegation to the World Economic Forum refused to even meet with Zelensky. He said, please come, and this is like one of their junior diplomats. It wasn't even the foreign minister, and even that guy said, no, we're not interested. We don't have any room on our schedule for you. That shows how far his status has fallen. Really, since the eye of everything has turned to the Middle East over the past couple of weeks, we'll talk about that in a minute here since October 7th. But what Zelensky has realized is that he's living on borrowed time. He's not the guy. He's not interested in making a peace deal with Russia. But at this point, right, at this point, he needs to understand. And what I would say to Zelensky, and I've been saying this for over a year now, NATO does not want a peace deal with Russia. NATO wants you to go down with the ship. Do you understand? You and your country are being used. You're like the end of the pencil. They are going to use you down until there's nothing but a nub left. And then, maybe then, they'll continue on because they've been seeking this wider war with Russia for over a decade now. These people are hell-bent on it. People like Victoria Nuland, people
like
Tony Blinken.
And they'll use Zelensky as a reset.
They want.
And they'll use Zelensky as a reset to blame all the failures on him and then try to have a new military reset with a provocation with Moldova or with Poland. I mean, clearly, that's how this playbook works. What do you expect to happen next?
Look, I said before, you know, Zelensky's role as a hero is pretty much tapped out. There's no juice left. There isn't any water left in that well. But there's one card left to play, and that's Zelensky as the martyr. Zelensky as the victorious martyr who wouldn't leave his country and said, don't send me a plane, send me ammo. And you have these ridiculous people selling T-shirts of him and calling themselves America First at the same time. And no, they will try to take whatever legacy is built into his brand and then translate that into. And by the way, when I'm laying all this up, you say, oh, you're just speculating. This is exactly what we did in South Vietnam. This was the exact CIA playbook of South Vietnam with the South Vietnamese prime minister, Ngo Dinh Diem. They used him. He was a hero. He was this great man who was standing up against communism. He was standing up in the fight for freedom. And then all the way to the point where the Tet Offensive happens and then things aren't going well. And then, whoop, he gets taken out. And now he's a martyr. And now we got to send people back over because that's how we've got to do it for him. So they'll say, we have to do it for Zelensky. That's why we've got to get involved. That's why NATO's got to get involved. That's why Poland has to send its peacekeeping forces in. Look, all of this, unfortunately, looks like it's unfolding before our eyes. I wish I was wrong. I would love to be proven wrong on this stuff.
But when I see the headlines every day,
it seems like this is the direction we're marching.
You said that 3 months ago, 2 months ago, a month ago. You've been 100% dead on, which is frightening. So looking at this, is there any hope to a peace deal? Because we hear about peace deals. Now Zelensky's desperate, talking about a peace deal, but NATO doesn't want a peace deal. We have, as you know, Bild reporting of 4 days ago that the top of the German defense ministry believes war with Russia is imminent. Now we see the call up of troops, just as we said 3 weeks ago. We have the defense minister of Sweden publicly saying, go buy food and water and gasoline, get ready for war. You have the British defense ministry saying the same thing. But again, it's not even getting big attention. They're saying we're on a war path with Russia, and it should be the top story. It's not. So what does all that signify? And do you think there could be...
This is Germany right now is in dire, well, the German government, I should say, is in dire straits. Olaf Scholz is at the lowest popularity he's ever had in his entire chancellorship. Angela Merkel never got to this point during her entire decade plus in that same role. He's basically her heir over there. You could see the farmers in the streets. You could see the tractors. We could see the truckers getting involved. In fact, even some Polish truckers were getting involved in the German protests. So when the Poles and the Germans are on the same side against you, you know you messed up. And so Olaf Scholz is getting completely desperate. He's in a desperation play. He might, and then AfD completely on the rise over there. If you go and look what AfD is doing, they are rising so much that they're trying to ban them even as a party. That's your right wing, your pro nationalist kind of party over there. And so Olaf Scholz is in danger of losing his chancellorship. And when people get desperate like that, Alex, it pushes them to do desperate things and make desperate moves. Hail Mary plays. This is the reason that we're starting to see now Germany.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Major, major pushes. And by the way, the Russians are massing on their side as well because they know about this. Look, I would say best case scenario at this point is a Ukraine that's split in two, where you've got sort of an east-west scenario, kind of like Germany at the end of World War II, where you get, east-west Germany. I think that's probably the best case scenario. And then a frozen conflict where, there won't be peace, but there'll be a ceasefire, an armistice.
But worst case, Poland is pushed into full war as a proxy. Then the NATO claims, oh, there's an attack on a NATO country, and we go to full war.
Yeah, the absolute worst case scenario is the invocation of Article 5, and it always has been. And this is why you see people constantly attempting. Look, Ukraine, Zelensky went to the World Economic Forum and went up there and said, your troops need to come over here and fight our war. He said that on the stage in Switzerland, in Davos, standing next to Klaus Schwab. Your troops need to fight our war.
And now U.S. troops.
What does that mean? He's talking about Article 5.
That's right. And now U.S. troops are being mobilized, part of this NATO op war game. So in the 7 minutes we have left, or 6 minutes, let's hit the incredible developments in the Middle East. You said months ago, a week after October 7th, you said, this is an Iranian-Chinese trap. We're being lured in. Look for them to try to attack the Red Sea, close Strait of Hormuz. Now it's all happening. Now Iran has hit Pakistan. Pakistan has hit Iran. I mean, this is the stuff of World War III.
Well, Alex, it is the stuff of World War III, but I want to remind people to go play that game of the map again, right? It's all about the maps. It's all about the maps, right? The maps will cut through the rhetoric. So where is Balochistan? So Balochistan is the separatist group that operates on both sides of the border between Pakistan and Iran. But what, and so they attack the Iranians, they attack the Pakistanis, but at the same time, you've got Pakistan's ISI military over there, their military intelligence, which are directly tied to the CIA, used to provocate against Iran. Iran provocates back, and then they blame it on the Balochistan separatists. These are intel operations going against each other. And so when you're looking at this, what is it directly across from, Alex? It's directly across from the Strait of Hormuz. This is why this area is so key, because if they are able to send missiles back and forth on that side of the border, now you're right. Now you're at the mouth of the Persian Gulf, the mouth of the oil flow of the entire world. If they're able to shut that down on either side, whether it's Pakistan, so you know that's CIA sending a message, and then Iran sending their message right back saying, we are willing to fight back whatever you do. Okay, now you've got all of these competing interests. Again, this is the friction point, like two tectonic plates. This is the tectonic friction line between the empires. So you've got Persia, and then you've got Pakistan, which is still aligned with the globalist American empire on some things. But at the same time, Pakistan is kind of a wild card because they've also got direct ties to who's right across their border in China. So this is a very, very dangerous
game. And this is how world wars break out.
I know that this is exactly how world wars break out. It's exactly how World War I broke out, because you had secret alliances, you had national security agencies all playing games with each other while the people were kept in the middle.
Incredibly dangerous. All right, let's hit the pipe bomb news, because you've been all over this being a federal drill and to draw resources away.
Right, this photo that Human Events received from a source very late last night, I'll just say it's a federal source that sent this in. And look, you know, anybody who's been in military intelligence or federal law enforcement, I ran with the EOD a couple of times in different parts of the world where I was deployed as an intel officer attached to EOD units. And I said, look, these training material, that bomb that came out looks exactly like the training materials that we would use every single day in the military, in the field. And so people are saying, well, wait, that looks fake. I said, that's my point. You're supposed to know that it looks fake. So anyone who's had any training before will say, yeah, that's a training aid. That's not a real pipe bomb. But at the same time, of course, when you're running Capitol Security, when you know it's January 6th, you have to take it seriously, and you have to call it in as it is. Of course, the other big news that we got, and so the photo that I posted, which does come from a federal facility, is the exact same end caps, the exact same pipes, the exact same timers that you see on the pipe bomb, which was recovered on January 6th, planted, of course, January 5th. The real question now, the biggest question, I know Darren Beatty, we're going to have him on the show on Human Events later today, is the timing. Alex, the timing of this was exactly, the timing of the finding of the pipe bomb was exactly as people were first, those first early waves were penetrating areas of the lawn and knocking down barricades. Because when a lot of the Trump supporters got there, they said, what barricades? What barricades on the lawn? What are you talking about? There's no barricades or any cross of barricade. I just walked on the lawn like I would any other day. I take my kids on that lawn for years. No one's ever seen barricades there before. And so the finding of this pipe bomb creates a chain reaction whereby in the House offices on that side of the Capitol are evacuated. This is what leads AOC to scream, they're coming for me, they're coming for me, which of course, remember, AOC, this is very, very suspicious, because AOC said they're coming for me before anyone had even arrived at the Capitol. No one was even there yet. So why did she think people were coming in?
And we got Pelosi with the TV crews and all of it, a big production. Right, they hoped it would have gone. From your research, Jack.
I haven't said it yet, but the buried lead on this is that we've always been told it was a passerby who made that phone call in. Now we know that it was a plainclothes law enforcement officer.
And why did they try to cover that up, Jack?
That's a great question, Alex. That's a great question, because I'd love to know, were you really just walking by there? Were you really just walking by, deciding to take a look at the back of that fence? Or did someone tell you to go look behind? Hey, man, hey, go check behind the fence. Did you get a text message? Did you get an anonymous tip? Boy, I'd really love if the House GOP were able to find this guy and haul him in, subpoena him and everyone else that's involved with this thing, because the more we find out about it, the darker and more sinister it appears.
Well, that's right. A lot of people say move on to January 6th. All Trump supporters know it was a provocative action, but it's like the string on the sweater that unravels the whole thing. This can show how they engineered the whole thing with the
I wasn't even planning on talking about it. I wasn't even planning on bringing it up. I said, yeah, we'll get to it. We'll see if we get something. And then I get this photo, and then we find out about the police officer. I said, this is real. Okay, this is all happening. This is all happening. It's breaking in real time. I know Tucker and Darren Beatty are going to be dropping something later tonight around 6 p.m. Eastern. I don't know what they're going to be talking about, but I have been told that they've got a really, really big analysis piece coming out that isn't even involved with the plainclothes officer or this pipe bomb photo that we've had. But I did talk to another EOD officer, a guy who I served with, and he said to me, look, he said, Jack, here's what it is. The fact that it's a training aid is meant so that if another law enforcement trained guy, like a bomb disposal guy, EOD guy, explosive ordnance disposal guy, finds this, then they would readily identify, snap their fingers, they would know that's not a real pipe bomb. So it's almost like a signal to other federal law enforcement that, hey, this was planted by one of ours.
We got 30 seconds, 40 seconds left. Trump's dominating. 30 seconds on the campaign.
Look, this campaign is actually getting into a very dangerous place, because what we're going to see now is that Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, they are going to continue to push this divide in the party. Now, of course, Trump had an absolute domineering presence in Iowa. They said he wasn't even going to win Iowa. They said Iowa was going to be close. It wasn't close at all. It was a 30-point blowout. New Hampshire, they're trying a lot of tricks up there. And then Jamie Dimon. All right, Jamie Dimon coming out, by the way, yesterday over at Davos with his little Ukraine flag pin saying, oh, I'm very interested in, you know, MAGA movement. Hey, let me be your Secretary of the Treasury. And then he turns around and he starts saying how bad crypto is and how evil crypto is. And Satoshi's laughing at you and all this stuff. Look, we know what's going on. Alex, the next threat of all of this is that the snakes are going to try to get back in. People like Jamie Dimon, who, by the way, was Jeffrey Epstein's banker.
That's right. Great job. January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it's a supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
If you go to the Drudge Report, and I think it'll still be up, there's a story that talks about Trump having hand cuts, and you can link to it. They don't look like cuts to me. They look like sores. And I've asked a number of MDs what medical condition manifests itself through hand sores, and the answer is immediate and unanimous. Secondary syphilis. All right, I think there's a good chance this man has the clap. And I'm not being particularly secretive about it. I am texting the photo. You can link to it. It's in some operation called the Daily Mail or some British thing. It's probably a Fleet Street rag, but you know, maybe the picture was doctored or whatever, but maybe the story will go somewhere, maybe it won't, but I'm telling you, at 1 o'clock Eastern, I'm humping this thing like a young dog on old furniture.
Golfer's vasculitis. That's what Trump has. And we see desperate Democrat Party operative James Carville putting out videos and Drudge Report and others picking it up. Does Trump have syphilis? The instant I saw his hand, where it's worn, where you hold the club, and where the index finger grips it, and the thumb, is what I grew up witnessing when I played golf. Now, I quit playing golf by the time I was 16. I had other stuff to do. But I would routinely get it. If you're around a golf course, walk out there and talk to golfers. Out of 10 of them, 2 or 3 will have tape on their fingers, on their thumbs, and you'll ask what's wrong. They'll say, I've got golfer's rash. So you can see it's perfect golfer's rash the way you hold it. And the stroke when you come in puts a lot of pressure on the index finger and on the thumb and right here. He has golfer's rash. The man plays up to 2 complete 18 rounds a day. Do that twice. He is a top scratch golfer, almost professional. And this isn't about even defending Trump. It's about defending reality. And I am sick of it. These people are so desperate. They've got all these kangaroo courts, rigged events, trials without juries, all the indictments. He's a Russian spy. Women are peeing on him. None of it's true, ladies and gentlemen. And none of the things they've said about me are true either. They're a lying pack of scum. And Carville has no shame. President Trump is a golfer. It's his golfing hand. The one that grips down the furthest is the right hand. That's where you tend to get it. Everybody knows it. He doesn't have syphilis. All right, I'll be covering this live today at 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com/show, and follow me at Real Alex Jones here on X.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Avi Yemeni joins us in T-minus 23 and a half minutes from Davos on a mountaintop in Switzerland. He's got a bunch of new clips he sent us. More confrontations just happened. You don't normally play a report twice in the show, but I shot that right before we went live today at 11 a.m. Central an hour and a half ago. They're saying Trump has syphilis when he's clearly got golfer rash right where you get it on your hand from playing golf. And we know they're liars, but it just shows there's no desperate level they won't go to. Now, I've got all this other news I want to hit, but we have the murder of our judicial system and the weaponization of it, the murder of justice and the full capture of our judicial system in many areas. They don't control the Supreme Court totally. That's why they're in panic mode. But they've got so many of these other courts, federal and state, around the country. And you have this Carroll lady who decades later, never followed police reports, says Trump grabbed her at a shopping mall closet. And Trump says, I'm innocent, which is everybody's right to say. So she sues him not for rape, because there's no evidence of that, but for defaming her when she attacked him and she's a Democratic Party operative. And then she sues him again for saying he's innocent again, but he's out in statements saying he's innocent again. And then you've got Mitt Romney saying Republicans are evil. He's always been a Democrat. Mitt Romney's the worst. Because they'll vote for a rapist who's been found guilty of rape. He hasn't. A jury in New York, when the judge wouldn't let Trump put on a defense, he's now asking again at the second trial to be able to talk. The judge is saying no. Just like in New York with the real estate. It's insane, ladies and gentlemen. And then the media says, oh, he's so bad, he's mad in the court. Trump has warned he may be ejected from Carroll trial because he's moving around too much. Mitt Romney rips out of touch with reality Trump voters. Mitt Romney rips out of touch with reality voters who don't care a jury found Trump raped a woman. No, they found he defamed her by saying he was innocent. So Mitt Romney says, you can't say you're innocent, as if he fools us that he's a Republican when we all know what he is an establishment globalist. 100% through and through. Shame on Mitt Romney. Here's Trump on Truth Social. I've said it once and I'll say it again 1,000 times until this ridiculous hoax was revealed to me by Fox News Media. I never heard of E. Jean Carroll. Never had anything to do with her. Never would want to have anything to do with her. Never brought her into a locked changing room at a crowded New York City department store directly opposed the checkout booth. I never touched her or any way would want to touch her. The whole story is made up and disgusting hoax, like the now fully discredited Russia hoax, and all the others. This one is also conceived, funded, and carried out by the Democratic political operatives, like her lawyer, who I just beat in another scam case. Roberts, Kaplan, Piglet, Reed, Hoffman, and major Democrat donors, who is funding his wife to another, and has gone completely nuts. Judge Kaplan knows this, and all about the fake dress, but won't let it be released. Broken justice. Wow. Now that E. Jean Carroll has admitted to illegally deleting and destroying mountains of evidence, as well as it seems unlawfully owning a gun and buying ammunition, if Judge Lewis Kaplan does the right thing, a patriotic thing, he will immediately dismiss the current election interference witch hunt trial, which the reverse was unfair, based on the result of the first sham trial, which was forced upon a very popular, successful president of the United States of America, me, the crooked Joe Biden. Discredited conspiracy of hoaxes and scams is falling apart like a rotten house of cards. Make America great again. Have you watched this woman's videos online? I mean, we're talking a full-on cuckoo bird. No witnesses he ever met her. No witnesses to any of it. Doesn't matter. Juries say you're not allowed to say you're innocent. Since when are you not allowed? Since when saying I'm innocent, I don't know you? Since when is that defamation? Well, it's these jurisdictions where they control the juries. And I've been through this myself. They had Daily Mail articles 5 years ago saying I did things and said things that I never did 1% of. It was all 100% made up. They claim I grabbed a woman's ass in my break room and said, I want to have a baby with you. 100% not true. They said that there was a fish tank in the office and I was mad at employees, so I grabbed their fish and ate it. Never had a fish tank here. That's from Wolf of Wall Street, folks. And I have all these witnesses. They're the people that have worked here since this office was open 15 years ago in these studios. There's never been a pet here. A few times people brought their dogs. There's never been a fish tank. But it doesn't matter. It just sounds evil, doesn't it? So I'm going to play a clip of her when we come back, how rape is sexy. Then she starts hitting on Anderson Cooper. These people are sick. Extremely sick. But they're discredited and people know they're full of crap. And we have a right to say we think you're full of crap.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thrown on the ground and ravished, which the word rape carries so many sexual connotations. This was not sexual. It just hurt.
But I think most people think of rape as a, I mean, it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy.
Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies.
Ranger. Yeah, think of the fantasies. No one's allowed to say they don't believe you. No one's allowed to say they're innocent. Or you'll have some cook jury with some Democrat judge charge you $10 million. She saw that her book wasn't selling, so she made the accusation. Put that headline back up there. And look, I know you already know this, folks. You got to really get down to brass tacks, how evil they are. You know, I'm not a big fan of the UFC. I'm not against people fighting, and I'm not against combat sports. I'm not against sports. I just don't spend my time because I'm in the big battle against the New World Order. But I get California trying to ban contact football for little kids is the nanny state, is a control. I think sports is great for kids. I think football's great. I think track's great. I think basketball's great. I think baseball's great. I think golf's great. I think wrestling's great. I think boxing's great. It just can't be the only thing you focus on. But now California, I'll cover this coming up, has a bill and the majority of votes, the governor's going to have to veto it because it's just so obvious how evil it is, to ban football in California. Well, I like what Sean Strickland, the middleweight heavyweight champion, and I want to get him on the show, by the way. I want him on the show. I'd probably call Joe Rogan and get his number, but that's who I want on. Comprende, crew, producers? All right, you heard that? I know we got to organize everything else out there, but I want him on the show. And you can say he's brash, you can say he's mean, but here's the deal. I don't hate an adult that's transgender, but I don't endorse it being pushed in society and culture against the children. But I also then support what he's saying and that it's his free speech. And this is the attitude when you get up there as a fighter who's the middleweight, heavyweight champion, and these leftists bring up to him about, oh, your stance on the family. Our families are under attack. It isn't about gay marriage. They want to control our lives. It's a fact. It's a cult. We're going to recruit your children. We're going to get your children. This is a sick cult. So I think President Trump should pick Sean Strickland, UFC middleweight champion, as his VP.
We've got a pretty supportive gay and lesbian community in this city. I did want to ask you about something you wrote a couple of years ago. You said, if I had a gay son, I would think I'd...
Oh, look, another... I'm saying to you, the swamp, you guys, the swamp.
You become a champion, you become a star, and some would say...
Let me ask you something. Are you gay? Are you gay?
Can I get an answer?
Well, no, I'm asking... this is the part of... Are you a gay man?
I'm an ally of the community.
Okay. If you had a son and he was like, you know, you had a son, he was gay, you'd be like, oh, man, you don't want a grandkid?
No problem with it.
Oh, man. Well, dude, you're a weak man, dude. You're like, you're part of the problem. You elected Justin Trudeau. Like, with you when he, and the fact that you have no backbone and has he shut down your country and seize bank accounts, you ask me some stupid shit like that, go fuck yourself. Move the fuck on, man.
That doesn't answer the question, but I did want to ask also things you said about the trans community. You said this past October when they announced the Bud Light sponsorship that you'd go so hard on Bud Light in your next fight, they'll have to accept me or denounce me when they know what they stand for.
This Canadian is not that Canadian.
Are you still going to use your fight time to kind of speak on that?
Here's the thing about Bud Light. 10 years ago, to be trans was a mental f***ing illness. And now all of a sudden, people like you have f***ing weaseled your way into the world. You are an infection. You are the definition of weakness. Everything that is wrong with the world is because of f***ing you. And the best thing is the world's not buying it. The world is not saying, you know what? Let's say, no, there are two genders. I don't want my kids being taught about, you know, who they could f*** in school. I don't want my kids being taught about, you know, their sexual preference. Like, dude, this guy is the f***ing enemy. You want to look at the f***ing enemy to our world? It's that motherfucker right there.
Well, I'm officially endorsing Sean Strickland for the Vice President of the United States.
But if you want to find
show you what it's like.
Till you're bleeding.
Till you're bleeding. I'm not about to see your life. But if you wanna find hell with me, I'm gonna show you what it's like.
Everything they've done to crush us has only made us stronger. As Nietzsche said, that which does not kill us only makes us stronger.
Woo!
They fear our spirit. They are scum. And we will win. We got loaded news, loaded information, loaded intel on the New World Order. We know how to beat them. When I tell you I got their number, when I tell you I got the cut of their jib, I know how to beat these people, and so do you. And the number one thing is getting close to God. The number two thing is getting informed and independent and not submitting to this tyranny and breaking their will and just laughing at them and saying, screw you and your control. Screw your WEF. Screw your New World Order. Screw your Satan. Burn in hell. All right. We got Avi Yemeni joining us, an incredible reporter on the ground at Davos. Coming up next segment. But I mentioned this. What the Democrats do is they have their people support race war and communism and collapse borders, and then they'll have their governors or their presidents come out and call for unity and say they're against it. Here's a perfect example. The American Psycho, who I know behind the scenes, I'm not at liberty to say, is a pathetic coward. He calls up these big talk show hosts and begs them not to be mean. One time I was there at dinner just like 3-4 months ago with a major talk show host, as big as they get. Not many to choose from, is there? And the son of a bitch called up, and he's on the phone with him, and he hangs up and he goes, don't tell anybody my name, don't say who did this, but he was just begging me to be nice to him. That's how pathetic this maggot is. I'm talking about American Psycho 2.0, Patrick Bateman 2.0, Gavin Newsom. And Gavin Newsom said, oh, well, they got the votes in the legislature to ban football because somebody might get hurt. If you don't get hurt, you'll get hurt way worse. Best thing I ever did was play football. Best thing I ever did was get attacked by bullies. Made me a man. Yeah, the world's rough. That's why they want self-driving cars. Somebody might get hurt. You're going to get really hurt if you don't run your life. That which does not kill you only makes you stronger. It's totally true. Anybody telling you they want to take the danger out of your life and get rid of the slides at the pool and, you know, get rid of everything fun because it might hurt you, because they want you a degenerate, weak, domesticated piece of crap. Newsom blocks attempt by far-left legislator. Well, why do you have to veto it then? It was the majority that got the votes to ban youth football. I'm all against obsessing on the NFL. I'm all for putting your kids in football. Yeah, they can get hurt. They can get hurt a lot worse not getting in the game.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.